والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected Hufad, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul, sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Paak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, if you can recall, in our previous advices, we had commenced with the topic of the farewell sermon of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those perhaps who were here with us 3 weeks ago would recall that at the end of Dhul Hijjah, we had spoken about the farewell sermon of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we had not concluded on his advices, and we said we will continue. Inshallah, today we will try to see how much of that we can cover. And we had stopped at the advice of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned 3 times. He said, do not oppress, do not oppress, do not oppress. Where he mentioned thrice, do not oppress, do not oppress, do not oppress. Why? The wealth of a Muslim is not permissible without his happiness. The wealth of a Muslim is not permissible without his happiness. And we had explained some different forms of extortion, and there are many others that comes to mind. But nevertheless, for the sake of brevity, we continue, and we had stopped at an amazing anecdote and a lesson for me and for you, that what is the consequences and the result of oppression. And I had told you that we will mention the story where we stopped it. So it is mentioned that Amr bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says that a man from the Bani Israel, he was once walking on the seashore when he heard a person exclaiming that I should serve as an example for a person who intends committing an act of oppression. So this is the statement that this person made. He said, if anybody wants to commit an act of oppression, let him use me as an example before he even thinks of committing an act of oppression. So he says, when requested to explain that what he meant by the statement, he replied and he gave his story. He says, I was once a very high-ranking general. I was a high-ranking general in the police force. And I was walking on this very shore when I noticed a fisherman catching a fish. I requested him to give me the fish, but he refused. And I requested him again, but he refused. I then asked him to sell me the fish. And he said, this is the only fish I have to serve my family. I'm a poor person. I don't have anything else by me.
So he says, I then struck him with my whip so forcefully, and I took the fish away from him. As I walked away with the fish in my hand, it gripped my thumb with its teeth. The fish gripped my thumb with its teeth. And I tried to remove my thumb from its mouth, but I could not. After returning home, in that condition, I returned home. And after returning, my family tried to remove my thumb, and after much effort, they managed to do so. The wound was small, but eventually it grew in size. I endeavored to treat it, but my efforts were in vain. It just grew and it grew and it grew. So when my thumb had swollen considerably, I decided to consult a doctor, a physician, a surgeon, what we would say, to say that I'm sitting with this predicament, what do I do? He advised me and he told me, see my brother, you have no option. You have no other option, but you will have to amputate your thumb. Because it had swollen so considerably that option. So eventually my thumb was amputated. Soon thereafter, I noticed that my palm had become infected. Again, the doctor advised me that the only solution to the problem was to have your hand amputated. I did that. It so happened that my palm was amputated. Now the infection spread to my arm. I went back to the doctor and he advised that I need to amputate my entire arm. After my forearm was amputated, I dashed out of the home in desperation and had men. After wandering for some time, not thinking what is happening to me, I decided to rest under a tree and I fell asleep. And in this dream, a person appeared to me. And this is what I want you to reflect on. He said, how many more of your limbs will you be amputating? He asked me this question. How many more of your limbs will be amputated? After wondering and thinking, what this person, he further goes on to say, seek forgiveness from the person whom you had oppressed, and inshallah you will be cured. Seek forgiveness from the person whom you oppressed, and inshallah you will be cured. When I woke up, I realized the truth of his message. And in my dream, I knew that it was a warning from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I realized the truth of this message and the evil of my deed that I had perpetrated. I made my way to that very same seashore. And in the very same fisherman that I had snatched that fish from, when I reached him, he was removing his net from the sea. He was removing his fishing net from the water. It contained a large number of fish. He did not recognize me. And I asked who I was. And he asked me who I was. I begged him to forgive me. I begged him to forgive me, and I explained, I am that general who assaulted you and took away your fish, your rosy and your sustenance. I showed him my hand, and he immediately recited some words, seeking refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's displeasure. He then forgave me, and miraculously Allah made it such that my hand began to heal. I turned around to leave, but he said to me, this is not justice in my opinion. This is not justice in my opinion. I cursed you. I cursed you for a single fish which made no difference to me, and my dua was accepted. He grasped my hand and he led me to his home. When he entered, he instructed his son to dig a particular corner out of the floor, and he removed a chest that contained 30,000 gold coins and handed them over to me. And he said, distribute these to your poor relatives and neighbors. As I was about to depart, I decided to ask him how he had cursed me on that fateful day. What did he say? What did he tell Allah? What dua did he make? He said, when you struck me on the head and snatched my fish, I looked up to the sky and called out, O Allah, you created us both. You created us both. You made me weak and you made him strong. You made me weak and you made him strong. You allowed him to overpower me because of my weakness, and I could not oppose him. You did not grant me the strength to prevent his oppression upon me. He took my one fish, O Allah. By the power with which you created him and made him strong and you made me weak, I beg you to make him an example to humanity. I beg you to make him an example to humanity. My respected elders and friends, do not oppress. Do not oppress. Do not take the right of anybody. So many times, unfortunately, we hear in our community, this brother borrowed money from me, he's not paying me back. This brother promised me that he's going to pay me back on this certain time, he's not paying me back. We do business transactions knowing at the back of our mind we're taking the goods, but we have no intention to pay. Allama Iqbal, in one of his stanzas in his poetry, when speaking about oppression, he says, beware of oppression. Allah ke nakri mein awaz nahi hai. Allah ke nakri mein awaz nahi hai. That stick of Allah doesn't have a sound. It doesn't make a sound. But when it comes, you will pay a very heavy price. My respected elders and friends, then the Nabi of Allah goes on and he speaks in his farewell sermon about interest. And he mentions that the interest of Jahiliyyah is cancelled. And the first interest that I cancel is our interest, that is the interest and the usury of our family. The interest of Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, for his interest and his usury has been cancelled entirely. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ruled at the farewell sermon that the interest monies that were being owed to different people from loans issued during the pre-Islamic era will fall. That is, only the initial loan payment will be repaid and no interest will be paid whatsoever. My respected elders and friends, for a person of Iman, merely the fact that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have prohibited something should serve as a deterrent. Just the fact that Allah and His Nabi has prohibited something, that should be enough to serve as a deterrent. However, the aspect of interest, the aspect of usury is so severe that Allah has announced war with such a person. Can you imagine? Allah has announced war with such a person, and further on, those who are associated with this transaction of interest and usury have been cursed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What chance such a person has? When Allah has declared war, you think you can win a war with Allah? You can't. Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed the one who takes interest, the one who receives interest, the one who pays interest, the one who records the transaction, and those who are witness to the transaction. The Nabi of Allah said, they all equal in my curse. Allahumma ahfadhna. Al-ayyadu billah. How can one ever be successful and prosperous when he is war with Allah Ta'ala, and he is earning the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Many a times, a person is fooled by the fact that he can outwardly see growth in his own business or the business of another person, despite him being involved in interest. The answer to this is, you see, my friends, every type of growth is not beneficial. Every type of growth is not beneficial. A growth or a tumor in a person's body is extremely dangerous and fatal. A growth and a tumor in a person's body is extremely fatal. Hence, let alone being deprived of barakah, growth in the form of interest will eventually destroy a person. The scholars have mentioned in Ma'ariful Quran, when I read this, my hair stood. Wallah. I said, Ya Allah, is that the reason why we are going through these challenging times in our country? Is it because we have forgotten your commands? Scholars have mentioned that it takes up to 40 years. Ma'riful Quran is mentioned under the ayah of interest. It takes up to years for the evil consequences of interest to catch up with a person. The harm may not affect a person financially. It sometimes affects him in the form of marital problems. It sometimes affects him in the form of family feuds. It sometimes affects him in this form of stress and anxiety. Hey, I'm very stressed out. Who's not stressed out today? My friends, we need to see and check our communication with Allah. We're all stressed out of what's happening in the country today. Allah save us, Allah protect us. Favorable conditions will only come when favorable actions go to Allah. And unfavorable conditions will come when unfavorable conditions go to Allah. The effect of interest will come in the form of delinquent children who are disobedient, on drugs, being distant from deen. And even worse than that, when one begins to legalize it, by calling it profit instead of interest, then you're looking for trouble, my friends. Then the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he speaks about the changing of deen. The Nabi of Allah speaks about the kindness to wives in his farewell sermon. And at the end, he mentioned an amazing thing in this farewell sermon that perhaps we can take home with us. He says, I will inform you who is a true Muslim. And this is the topic that brings to light what we have been discussing last week on xenophobia and this week. Take this message home, my friends. I will inform you who is a true Muslim. A true Muslim is the one from whose hand and tongue people are saved. And a true believer is he from whom the people are saved in regard to their lives and their wealth. This hadith is sufficient for us to understand the context of what we spoke about last week and the farewell sermon of our Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't cause harm to anybody, be it with your tongue or be it with your hands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding from our deenah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد اتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين فيا معشر المسلمين اعلموا أن من مقاصد الشرائع الإسلامية ومن العلوم الشرعية حصول النسبة مع الحق والشفقة مع الخلق أما باب الشفقة مع الخلق فواسع في هذه الدنيا لأنها دار الحقوق والعمل وبالنسبة إلى خلق الله سبحانه وتعالى فقد عيال الله فأحسن إلى عياله فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى لم يفرق بين عباده المسلمين وغيرهم في الخلقة والاستمتاع من متاع الدنيا وزخرفها كما نشاهد أن هذه الأرض والسماوات والجبال والليل والنهار والشمس والقمر والغيث والمطر وأمثالها يستمتع بها كل إنسان في هذه الدنيا أنزل من السماء ماء لكم والأنعام خلقها لكم قال تعالى هو الذي خلق لكم من الأرض جميعا وقال تعالى والله خالق كل شيء وقال تعالى وهو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين وقال تعالى وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها فلا بد لكل إنسان من الرفقة والرحمة والمودة والمحبة على جميع البشر في كل زمان ومكان لأن الله تعالى خالقهم جميعا بحكمته وقدرته والله رؤوف بالعباد وقال تعالى وإن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم
فما لنا إخوة الإيمان والإسلام ألا نتخلق بحسن الأخلاق ونرحم خلق الله وقد أمرنا بذلك حيث قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا أهل الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إخوة الإيمان يقول الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فيا له من تكريم لهذه الأمة إذ صليت على نبيها فصلاة الأمة على نبيها خير لأنفسهم وذواتهم لأنه يكشي لشرفه وفضله أن الله تبارك وتعالى يصلي عليه بنفسه فأين صلاة البشر من صلاة الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us ensure that our safs are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to stand as close as possible, filling all the gaps, and every week we make this humble appeal for our brothers to donate generously to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you and I are well aware that our country is going through some very trying and challenging times, one of the ways of drawing the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through our charity. They say charity cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is a calamity that is to befall any community, and if charity is given, inshallah, then that calamity is withheld. So we have this opportunity on a weekly basis. Where better than to spend our money on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah give us all the barakah and the blessing to do so, inshallah.
على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم من صرت بهم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن رواتنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.